Let's see. Okay, we got about 20 minutes. We can do a quick game of Probably White.
Oh.
You want to do Probably White?
Sure.
I only have like two stories, and then basically I'm going to give you the details, and you have to say, are they a white guy or other?
Okay, great.
All right. All right. 818-955-2955. I got tickets to another pair. Bring Me the Horizon for tonight. I got also some two pairs to Al Green for tomorrow. That's what I want to focus on giving away right now. Okay, Probably White. A man was arrested. Don't jump in, Johnny.
Wait till you hear all the details.
Was he beat before?
A man was arrested for stealing more than 91 manhole covers.
Oh.
Yep. The suspect's name is Kalen.
Oh, okay.
And he's wearing a shirt that says free hugs in his mugshot. Don't show this mugshot yet because they need to guess, probably white. Neighbors are worried that joggers could accidentally fall into these gaping holes, not to mention pets and children, because he would just steal them. I guess that'd be hilarious, though, if I was watching somebody jogging. Oh, my God, they're in him.
Where'd Bill go?
It probably says he was grabbing them to sell at a scrapyard. That there's probably not a ton of money in that, but it costs $200 to replace each one. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. And officials are considering adding locks to them, which would add $180 for the lock.
This must be that government issue lock. That
exactly. That's what I'm talking about. I mean, the manhole cover is $200. You're going to put $180 lock on it. Let them have it. Mm-hmm. Why are we paying $200 for a lock if it's going to be $200 to replace?
Well, you don't want to have to replace it more than once, yeah. You know?
Mm. Oh, yeah, Jordan. I guess they'd only be able to, they wouldn't be able to take it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay, that's whatever. You should run for office.
You really should. Yeah, my
VVV.
Nah, that's all right.
All right, so I guess if they replaced all 91 covers with locks, it would cost $35,000. So that's what this guy stole manhole covers. So, what do you think?
Oh, this is a. I'm gonna go with. This is a white guy.
Going white guy, Brian. What do you say? Probably white.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. What made you think it was white? The shirt said free hugs.
Yeah. Other than the shirt, just the way he spoke.
Oh, the way he spoke, huh? All right, that'd be me. Yes, huh? Mm-hmm. Stay on hold. So he says white, and Heidi says white. Do you say? Do you agree?
Probably white based on his name.
White based on the name.
Yep, I agree.
White.
Same thing. Yep.
I don't know. I don't feel like it is. I feel like the free hugs is what's throwing it off.
I think he's black because there's plenty of Randys that are black.
Randy.
That's his name, right?
Or was it? His name is Kalen.
Dang, I was thinking about caller five. I'm sorry.
Still want to go with black?
I still want to go with black.
Kalen? Yeah. Okay. Shirt said free hugs.
We like hugs.
Right, I'm just saying.
I told you yesterday, Frank.
All right, all right. Probably white or black? Or Asian
I'm going white.
He's not Asian.
You're going white? All right, so let's the big reveal here. Show the mugshot of Kalen Watley.
God.
Corey's the big winner.
Woo! Well,
good job, Corey.
Brian said white, so. Hey, Louie.
Hello. Yes.
Did you think he was white?
This is Louie. I said black.
All right, you won.
Nice.
Woo! Thank you.
All right, do you want Bring Me the Horizon or Al Green?
Al Green, baby.
You are going to Al Green. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I felt really strongly about that, too. That's really
I know.
I did, too.
I read the story.
I really didn't have a doubt.
I was like, oh, everybody going to think this guy's white.
It was, mm-hmm. it was the free hug shirt threw me off.
I know. It really was. Not that you don't like hugs, but it's like just style-wise.
Yeah.
This is such a white guy style to wear, not really a black guy style. I wouldn't say that.
That just lets you know black you people come know. In all black shapes,
people can
sizes.
Be bad dressers too.
Yes.
It's rare. It's yes. rare. Very rare.
It's rare.
Plenty.
There's one in every cup. Oh my God. He's got a free hug shirt on. Uh-huh. Renee does right now.
Uh-uh. He's got Chucky on here.
Yeah, look at
it. Whoa, that is weird. That is,
come to daddy.
Look at the universe working in a mysterious way.
What does that say about me?
Barely Mexican.
Yeah, you're barely Mexican. A Mexican woman got dead in that show.
Yeah, right?
Okay, let me see. Let me get the details of this story out here. We got another probably white. 818-955-2955.
Oh, I get it. It was those hugs that you get at the...
Go ahead. I'm ready.
The hugs you get where?
Yeah, at the convenience store. You know the hugs?
No.
What are they?
They look like little barrels filled with juice. You used to get them for 25 cents.
You take them to like...
Hugs?
Kids' soccer games.
That used to be the thing down in the hood.
Well, you pour gin in them?
No, you just drink it. You get a hug. It's cheap.
Oh. Hugs, okay. Not drugs.
All right, all right.
Free hugs.
Yeah. Look at you.
Are you saying because it's cool? Like, is it fruit juice?
That's why. Well, I mistake the shirt that he was wearing.
For the beverage.
For the beverage.
Okay. All right, here's the next story. Probably white. 20-year-old guy hopped on Netflix last week, then realized someone had changed his username. It's not clear what they changed it to, but cops said it was some sort of insult. He decided that two guys he knew were the ones who changed it. So, 19-year-old Brian and 18-year-old Anthony were the guys he felt did it. Okay. He felt disrespected by the prank and agreed to fight both of them. So they met up and they went at it. Anthony and Brian had a gun with them, and one of them used it to pistol whip the guy. Then a shot was fired, apparently by mistake. One report said they were fighting over the gun, and the bullet ricocheted off the ground, hitting the victim, but apparently he's okay. Sounds like the guy they fought took a beating, but it looks like Brian did too. So the mugshot I have is of Brian. So it's Brian, one of the accused of changing the guy's password on Netflix to something insulting. Is Brian probably white?
Probably white. Definitely white.
Brian definitely white? What makes him definitely white in this story?
Definitely white guy.
Why definitely white?
Because his name's Brian, first of all.
There's plenty of black Brians.
You better tell her.
How's it spelled?
B-R-I-A-N.
White guy.
All right. Anybody else? How do you? Because his name's Brian. Probably white. Anybody? Like, what do you think? Is he white? Well,
did he hack into the Netflix? Is that what happened, or how did he?
He got access to the account and changed the password.
Asian.
Going Asian. All right, Asian Brian.
See, I was still smart. Going with the white because of the password thing, because the white guys always change the damn password. Nobody else really cares. We just memorize whatever's...
No, he changed it for another guy.
Yeah, I know, to something else.
But that's something derogatory.
That's a tech-savvy, you know, exactly. Tech bro.
Okay, so what are you going with,
Brian.
White?
Yeah, white.
White?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably white.
Tech white?
Bro. I'm staying on black, Frank.
Staying on black. Okay, let's see. What do you think it is, Chris? Probably white?
Yeah, I say white.
You're going white? Okay, let's stay on hold. Cindy?
Yes, I say probably white.
Probably white. Mm-hmm. All right, stay on hold. Daniel? Probably white?
Probably white.
All right, stay on hold. Okay, I guess. Because I have two... How many tickets do I have? I got one ticket to Al Green and one ticket to Bring Me the Horizon and two tickets to Harvest Moon. Let me get one more. Fernando?
Fernando, yes.
Probably white?
I would assume probably white.
All right, we got all four people are going with white guy. All right, this is the guy. A fight over Netflix erupted in gunfire, and this is one of the guys, the victims. This is Brian. You say he's white. Show his mugshot. Yes, whoa. Brian's white, and he got the hell beat out of him.
And wow. has the whitest haircut on a human being that's ever had a white
Captain
haircut.
Kangaroo's laughing at his hair. I
mean, yeah, his bangs were cut way too high. Mom kept trying to make him even and never matched him up.
Brian got himself what we call a crazy bangs.
He got a neck brace on. He got his ass kicked. Don't mess with someone's Netflix.
No.
Or their password.
Oh, my God.
All right. He was white. That means Chris and Cindy and Daniel and Fernando, they get all those last tickets I got.
Okay.
So whoever wants Al Green gets those. Whoever wants Harvest Moon, got two of those, gets those. And the last one to Bring Me the Horizon, whoever wants that one gets those. Until they're gone. But answer them as Chris, Cindy, Daniel, and Fernando. All right.
That was fun.
Probably white. We'll figure out. Yeah. All right, last one.
Ooh,
no, I know we got to take a break. Who bought the Tony Hawk skateboard used in the 1999 X Games? Okay, I'm assuming it was too. I have no idea whether it's probably white or not. But it is that he landed the first ever 900 at the competition at the 1999 X Games, sold for $1.15 million. Yeah. The skateboard itself.
There you go. Whoa.
White and pale.
All right, we do have to apologize. Everybody, enjoy your weekend. Be sure and go listen to Crack at noon, mycrack.com. Christian James Hans doing a special 90-minute episode of Man vs. Radio. Then the Sassholes are at 8 p.m. And don't forget JD's show on Saturday, 1 p.m., getting ready for fantasy football. He is the wind talker. And then at 8 a.m. as well, going to replay on Sunday. So if you want to get up early before you set your lineup and get JD's tips and tricks, be sure and listen to mycrack.com all weekend long. So now, Heidi, let's apologize. I don't know what tickets I'll have next week. Hopefully I have some more Not Scary Farm. Hopefully I'll have some more Stagecoach, but come back next week, find out. Okay. Let's apologize now and get the hell out of here.
All you Rams fans, Fat Planets, Mean Girls, and my best friend's mom, Karen.
Michael Smelly Jackson, Jay Cutler, Lainey Wilson, and Karen Chestnut.
Def Leppard, Green Jays, the Mickey Mouse Club, and Captain Kangaroo.
Peacocks, Jane Goodall, Gwen Stefani, and Gay Zombies.
Sog Band, Mama No Likey, but Mommy Likey. Single Lisa, Juvenile, and Anaheim.
Detroit, Dentist, Diet Coke, and the Peanuts Gang. You really have to listen to the whole show, brought to you by GiveMeTheVin.com, America's best car buyer. We are Heidi and Frank. Maybe I'm going back to doing that voodoo long gone. I do so well. Sing a little rock and roll music. Raise a little honky tonk,
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.